A dispute over whether a road and beach in Leland Township is public has heated up again recently after county and local officials rejected a proposal from landowners. Officials are now regrouping as they try to keep the area available to all. IPR's Taylor Wisner has the story for us.
For years, Leland residents have accessed Lake Michigan by a sandy road off Reynolds Street. It led to an area known as South Beach, and nicknamed the Christmas Tree Beach by locals, says Township Supervisor Susan Ock.
The people who use that beach walk to the beach from their homes. Kids ride their bikes there. It was, for generations, the main beach that you went to.
But in the last few years, the homeowners on the north and south ends of the road have sued the township, saying the land is theirs.
I don't know why the people on either side suddenly decided that it wasn't a public beach and that they owned that piece of property on either side. It's not as if they were paying taxes on it all this time.
The homeowners claim that Reynolds Street does not go all the way to Lake Michigan. They say that a road that is no longer there intersects with Reynolds Street, causing it to end before the beach. Ock says the true history of the road is confusing.
Some plat maps show Reynolds Street going all the way to the water, some don't.
She says the township has aerial photos showing it was used as a public road leading all the way to the beach. Ock also says the state of Michigan has recognized it as a public beach since the 90s. The homeowners' lawsuit against the township entered mediation in October last year. The parties agreed to settle, and the public would keep its access, but the homeowners had some conditions. Among the demands, they asked to put up a 6 or 9 foot fence leading to the beach, and that sand deposits could only be put on the beach with their permission. But the community was adamantly opposed. More than 100 people showed up at the township's public meeting earlier this month, with the vast majority saying the agreement should not move forward. Township officials wanted the settlement done and were concerned about a potentially expensive legal battle. But they agreed with residents' concerns and voted 3-2 against signing. The Road Commission followed suit and voted unanimously to reject the agreement. Longtime Leland resident Bob Schleter is representing locals' interests in the dispute. He helped start the township's Parks and Recreation Department back in the 90s. He says it's been sad seeing the culture around sharing the beaches change since he was a kid growing up here.
Whether you accessed it on a 60-foot road end or down through, you know, between two homes when the owner was saying hi to you as you were walking by, there was never a question that it was public use.
But Schleter admits the popularity of the peninsula has boomed in recent years.
There is nothing similar to the people activity now as it was when I was growing up or even 20 years ago, once we got discovered.
It's not just tourists who can cause issues. He knows from his Parks and Rec days that local partying leads to litter and nuisance complaints.
You know, we had a system where we followed up on complaints and we got down there. It wasn't perfect. It's never perfect. You know, you have kids that have beer parties. You have kids that start fires.
Schleter suspects increasing complaints led to the lawsuit. The landowners didn't return my calls for comment. And one of the lawyers representing them says because the case is still in negotiations, it wouldn't be appropriate for him to comment. With the current settlement out, though, the future of the beach remains uncertain.
Well, we've taken the time out right now.
The township plans to meet again with the Road Commission to hack out a new agreement. This time, Ock hopes to include input from a community advisory group as well. But she doesn't trust it will be resolved easily. She says after the settlement was initially agreed to, locals noticed one of the homeowners had installed security cameras pointed at the public beach. For his part, Schleter hopes the community doesn't give up too much. He says other beach towns are watching to see what their rights are.
So the vast majority of easy access to water is privately owned. And that's why we're fighting really hard to protect, you know, the public accesses that exist now. Because creating new ones is not going to happen.
I'm Taylor Wisner.